Fact check: doubts about Elizabeth Warren's pregnancy story raised by female socialist. By Joel B. Polak on October 11, 2019. Claim: conservatives are using an old sexist trope by attacking Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, for her authenticity. Verdict: false. Doubts about Warren's latest tale were first raised by a female socialist. Thomas Kaplan writes in the New York Times that Republicans and conservatives have questioned Warren's claim that she was fired from a teaching job in 1971 because she was visibly pregnant. In doing so, Kaplan writes, they have employed a tactic, questioning a female candidate's authenticity. That is at once often a sexist trope in politics and a strategy used against Hillary Clinton in 2016. The article appears as news analysis, not opinion. Unfortunately, for Kaplan, there are three problems. The first is that doubts about Warren's pregnancy tale were first raised by left-wing Jacobin magazine reader Megan Day, a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. All over the internet you can find people calling Elizabeth Warren a former public school teacher and saying it was her first career. Warren was a public school teacher for 1 year. She immediately left the classroom, went to law school, and became a law professor. Come on. Megan Day, at Megan Day, October 1, 2019. That's not what she says in this interview, pic.twitter.com/pinkblyncd. Megan Day, at Megan Day, October 1, 2019. Second, Warren has made a habit of telling false stories. For years, she falsely claimed Native American ancestry and fundraised off, correct, efforts by critics to debunk her story, just as she is doing now with her pregnancy story. More recently, her campaign has consistently exaggerated crowd sizes at her events, and Warren has repeatedly evaded questions, even from well-meaning liberals, about whether she would raise taxes on the middle class to pay for her Medicare for All plan. Warren's authenticity is in doubt because she keeps putting it in doubt. Third, questioning a candidate's honesty is the bread and butter of politics. Journalists and opponents always challenge what candidates say. To claim that the normal course of politics is a sexist trope is absurd. It is also an effort, arguably, a sexist one, to shield the female candidate from scrutiny, as if she could not win on the merits.